The Darwinists objected that science must be limited to natural explanations, though as we saw in Chapter 12, in practice this usually amounts to materialistic philosophy. The Darwinists also claimed that the proposed change would be a radical redefinition of science, though a survey of science standards in other states revealed that only Kansas had defined science as the search for natural explanations. It was the Darwinists, not their critics, who had radically redefined science in 2001. The 2005 board was merely trying to bring Kansas back into line with established educational practice in other states. Although Darwinists refused to testify at the hearing, Topeka attorney Pedro Arrigunigueri announced that he would cross-examine the witnesses who testified in favor of a critical analysis of evolution. At the end of the proceedings, Arrigunigueri gave a 2-hour speech defending Darwin-only education and denouncing the Kansas State Board of Education. Breaking the procedural rules announced at the beginning of the hearing, Arrigunigueri refused to be cross-examined. On November 8, 2005, the board adopted science standards that included provisions for the critical analysis of evolution. True to form, the AAAS stated that we are deeply disturbed by the vote to mix science and faith in public school science classrooms, claiming that it put the children of Kansas at great risk. Meanwhile, back in Ohio, the Darwinists had not given up in their relentless efforts to eliminate the critical analysis of evolution from that state's science curriculum. In February 2006, the Ohio State Board of Education finally caved in to the Darwinists and deleted it. The move was spearheaded by board member Martha Wise, who reportedly once claimed that God told her that critical analysis of evolution was wrong. On February 22, 2006, she wrote, "I believe in God the Creator. I believe in freedom, I believe in America and the state of Ohio and the Republican Party, fiscal conservatism, fairness, and honesty. These values guided me last week to lead the Ohio Board of Education to remove creationism from our state's science standards." So, Ohio's critical analysis, which specifically stated that it did not require the teaching of intelligent design, much less creationism, was removed largely through the efforts of a woman who claims she was guided by God to remove creationism from the science standards. For some strange reason, the separation of church and state lobby had no problem with this. Imagine the reaction if a board member had said that God guided her to support the critical analysis of evolution, or worse, intelligent design. A lawsuit would have followed as surely as night follows day. What had changed between 2002 and 2006 to make the Ohio State Board of Education cave in to Darwinist bullies? The single most important factor was a December 2005 decision by a federal judge in Pennsylvania.